The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and thanks for tuning in here, whether you're listening live or at your home on your radio or in your car, or if you logged on to our website, generations808.com, because I know a lot of you have been doing that, and that is a good way to go back and listen to the radio shows again. If you don't have a computer or a laptop, I would recommend going to any state library. We are distributed through every state library in Hawaii. I think it's about 50 of them, even Lanai and Molokai, University of Hawaii. Ask the librarian, can I borrow one of your computers? It's free of charge. I'm sure they can show you how to turn it on and just type in generations808.com on that web browser and look on the right side. You'll see three blocks, one with our current issue, one with our partners list, and then on the far right side is our radio and TV shows that we archive and we put on there thanks to Leah and Melan Moore, our webmaster, who puts them on there a couple weeks after we taped the show. And you can listen to them again. I know a lot of them. Now, I know a lot of you guys say, hey, that guy talks so fast. And it's not me. It's our guest saying, I can't get his phone number. He talked too fast. So anyway, we'll try to make sure we have him give their phone number slower. But you can always text, call, email me, and I can give you that number. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Yes, it is an hour show. It is full of information. I will talk about events, talk about what's going on in the magazine, talk about our partners. And, you know, we as a resource magazine, I was telling my friend the other night that we try to provide as much information around the state. Obviously, a lot of it's on Oahu, but we do try to cover things on the neighbor islands. But, yeah, as a resource magazine, I'm always around town. I'm always out and about. I'm always looking for different things that we can promote. And, of course, they've got to be trusted and resourceful. So, anyway, I've known about this entity for a long time. Actually, I used to tape my old TV show at Kapilani Community College. I'm not too sure if they still have that studio over there. It was actually the Sony studio when they first came in. I believe when they did the Magnum PI, maybe Hawaii 5-0 show 20 something years ago, they built a studio at Kapilani Community College. And it's a little archaic now. Obviously, they haven't changed anything up to date or anything like that. But anyway, there's a separate division that I've known about for a while. It's called the Kupuna Education Center, and we have here the director, Jan Thurman. So welcome to the show, Jan.
Thank you, Percy.
Yeah. I Google everything. So I know when you're coming in, and so I Google everything. And I saw on there, so if you just Google, just put Kupuna Education Center. Just Google that. And it says it was started by funds from the state of Hawaii legislature.
Yes, it was.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
You did not?
No.
With Dr. Colin Hayashida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Dr. Hayashida. He was actually my first host of my TV show that we taped over at KCC back probably about maybe mid-2000s.
Yep. I think that's when they started.
And he came from another senior facility. And he went over there, and we actually did our first TV show over there called the Kupuna Connections.
Yep.
I believe, is he still taping? I believe he's still
taping. He is, I think, more the active aging side of it. Mm-hmm. And we archived all of your old ones, so they're on YouTube, channel. YouTube. Okay. So, yeah, they're still
Kupuna
available.
Kupuna Education Center or Kupuna Connections. Yeah. Our industry hasn't changed a whole lot in 20 years. I've been involved in this almost 17, and except for the events, the information and resources we provide have not changed much. Just about all the nonprofits and agencies are still around, and there are actually more. And that's one of the things that we love to do is provide it out to the community. I've done sessions just about every month, sometimes every week, sessions to provide resources. We just trained about 75 financial planners 2 weeks ago. I do a monthly now Hawaii State Bar Association We do a monthly workshop for them because 60% of all the financial advisors, 60% of all the nurses, 60% of all the attorneys are over 60 years old.
I mean,
I'm going to be 60 next year. I know you don't think I look that old, but I'm going to be 60 next year.
I'm 51.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a spring chicken. I can say spring chicken, but yeah, we're all, I mean, can you imagine? You know, I always tell the story. I mean, I used to work out a lot, and I still do a little bit, but I used to run and lift weights and swim and bike, and I was like, I'll be 24, 25, and I'll be running around Kapilani. And I was, me and my buddy would say, hey, well, look at that guy. Look at that guy. He's in good shape, man. How old do you think he is? Oh, he's probably about 55, maybe 60. Wow, that's old. Well, we're that old guy now.
Yep.
And it's so funny how we look at ourselves differently than our parents, because I tell people, think about when your parents were that age. They looked old. You thought of them as old. And that mentality, how we think we're not that. We're going to, you know, the boomers, well, you're not quite a boomer yet, almost, but boomers are going to change the way we see aging.
Mm-hmm.
And you're helping with that with your programs at KCC. And so, anyway, tell us your background. I know you look local, but you're actually from what?
Southern California. Yep, yep. Wow. I'm a kinesiotherapist by trade.
Kinesiotherapist.
Yeah. So we help individuals with different disabilities through therapeutic exercise and education.
Oh, okay.
So we're similar to physical therapy, but we don't use all the modalities they use. Our primary modality is therapeutic exercise and education.
That's your background.
Yep. And then I have my master's in public health.
Oh, wow.
I ran a fitness clinic for disability at San Diego State University that was a required class for kinesiology majors. So future PTs, future physicians took our class.
Oh, wow. They need that here, you know.
We do need it here. And actually, they've talked to me about potentially starting one at
Manoa. You really should. I think they have a physical therapy assistant.
That's at KCC. It is at KCC. Is the certified occupational therapy assistant program.
But that's a full, is that a...
They're AAs, I believe. Okay. Yep, yep.
But yeah. I know, you know, one of our big sponsors in the magazine who's done very well, and actually I train over there as well, Moon Physical Therapy.
Mm.
And she has a lot of PTAs at her place.
Yep.
And I've talked to a lot of them, and they all say the same thing. I have to go to the mainland to get my full degree.
That's true.
You know.
But PTs aren't the only providers of this education. We really need have kinesiology at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. We need them to become specialists in senior fitness. So we really need senior fitness certificates and credentials.
Well, I know. There's a rolling class with a small roller. Have you seen those rollers? They're like 3 inches by 18 inches. Anthony Crisco, who's on our show about 6 months
Fashionator.
Ago. The Fashionator.
Yep.
Have you taken that class yet?
I have not. I'm a Melt method instructor.
Oh.
So it's different, and I believe the Fashionator, and I don't want to say anything bad about anybody here, but I think it's painful, and I don't believe in inflicting pain to get out of pain.
I call it self-inflicted pain.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Come check out my foam roller class, which is at KCC.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have it at KCC?
Yeah, Melt method. Yeah, you should.
I like to walk the talk because so many companies, entities just talk, and you know, self-promote. And
definitely.
We anything we put in the magazine, we have to try it out.
I try it out.
We try to vet everybody, every company.
Yep.
They realize that if there's any false, we will take it out.
Nice.
If there's any self-promotion, we will take it out.
Perfect.
So we spent actually quite a bit of time because, you know, when we distribute through the state library, we have to make sure, I mean, it took us 2 years to get vetted. We really have to make sure it's accurate information.
Oh, absolutely.
So make sure websites work.
Yep.
Make sure phone numbers work. Once in a while we get a call, hey, the phone number doesn't work. Well, we got it from the state, so I'll talk to the state about changing that number or getting the correct number. But, yeah, we do that. It's a very big issue with the magazine. That's why we've thrived, and you know, people love our workshops. So.
Yep, they can count on it and depend on the knowledge.
So you came to Hawaii, what, 3 years now? 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
When I first met you at Kupuna Caucus and all these events, I'm like, wow, this is a great thing. You got a young person in there creating programs, and now you got over 30 classes?
It varies. I'd say 25 to 30, depending on the semester. And they're not all at KCC. We have ukulele and art at the Waikiki Mindful Learning Center, which is a building. It's a community partner. They're right behind Waikiki Elementary off of Liahi.
Waikiki Elementary is near the
park.
Park, the basketball, they call it Pucky Park.
Yeah. Nope, it's court. down the way.
Further way down, yeah. by the Deaf and Blind School.
I'm not sure where that is.
Okay, so Waikiki.
It's behind. Part of actually Waikiki Elementary, and they use it in the daytime, and then community partners can use it after 4 and on Saturdays. Really? So that's where our ukulele is. Our art is on Friday evenings there. It's a small space, so we can't have Tai Chi.
Like how many people?
10. 15, 20.
And what about the rolling class? Where's the
I have that actually at KCC in a room that's for drama, basically.
And how long is that class?
Well, the initial workshop is 2 hours. I talk about the science behind the melt method. Oh. It's a way to decrease chronic pain by restoring hydration to your connective tissue system.
I
explain that, and then
Good. No, that's really good, because that's one of the things. I still play a lot of golf. I just came back last weekend. I was in the National Southwest Regional Softball Tournament 55 and over. There are 55, 60, 65, and 70-year-olds playing, even 75-year-olds playing.
Yeah, they should be.
And I was watching it like, wow, that's my goal. I was telling my friend, and he goes, yeah, I'm going to be 80 next year. I said, really? He's still playing. Said, that's my goal, but I want to be able, I grew up a jock. I played sports all my life. But I don't like playing in pain.
Nobody does.
Well, people still do it. I don't like to do that. If I'm hurt, I don't want to play.
That's why I want to teach melt here, because I only learn things that actually help my own body. I'm kind of selfish in that way. And I have continuing education required for me to maintain my kinesiotherapy status. So it's very powerful and effective method.
So you keep on mentioning melt. And I was seeing it all over. What is melt?
What does it stand for?
Yeah.
Myofascial electrical lengthening technique, I believe. I sometimes get that last T wrong for some reason. And the person who developed it's out of Manhattan. She just put out her second book called Melt Performance. So she's going on a book tour. I don't know if she's coming here. I'm trying to get her here. I'm trying to. But there are other melt instructors here on the island.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the melt instructors.
I'm a melt instructor, and I'm all the way through neuro strength. There's a hand and foot melt. There's level 1, level 2, and neuro strength. So I'm bringing melt neuro strength actually to KCC this summer for the first time. And I teach an intro to melt. We do some practice sessions. And I actually do teach it every now and then for free at different events like Lanikila Health and Wellness Fair. They've asked me to do it there. I did it for our tech fair at KCC. So people can come sometimes and experience just the hand and foot melt for free. Yeah, it's awesome, actually.
All right. So give our listeners our background, because people think of KCC as the place that has a farmer's market on Saturday morning.
Right.
You know, I used to go there when it was maybe 200 or 300 people. You could bring a dog. It was very friendly, very casual. Walk around. Oh, there's a great breeze. Now it's like they created a monster.
It's a tourist destination. Oh, literally.
I went there about a year ago, and this started at least with that open market probably started at least 13, 14 years ago. And I took my son with me. We walk around and we go to the dog park. I bring my dog. But now I went there, a year ago. There's like bus lanes for tourist lines, like police cops everywhere. Like you can't bring your dog anymore. And it's just an animal out there. Best people.
I still enjoy it, actually. And my melt classes are on Saturdays. So I hope that farmer's market doesn't scare people away. We park on the other side of campus. Yeah. And that parking lot by Kilauea and Makapu'u is wide open.
Other side.
Yeah, and that's where the class is.
Oh, really?
And I actually schedule it 8:30 to 9:30 for my hour practice sessions and 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. So we can have time to go hit the market if people want.
Yeah,
which closes at 11.
Was that fast? Mm-hmm. Close at 11?
Yeah.
I guess so.
It start, but if people do want to go at 7:30, honestly. It's the best time to go. Yeah, early.
Plus, it is not as hot.
It's not as hot, not as crowded.
Well, that's a great deal. Go to the KCC class and go to the farmer's market, and you park on that side so it's not crowded.
Yep.
Oh, I got a good deal.
I think
you guys have done great work. You know, I obviously learned about KCC when I take my class over there. I actually went to take KCC cooking school.
Oh, neat.
1980, 81.
Yeah.
Didn't fit into the UH system at Manoa. And I had worked in restaurants since I was 16 years old. And I went to the class, restaurant class. But after a year, since I've been working in restaurants since I was 16, I knew a lot of it already. Mm. I never studied, took class, passed all the tests, flying colors. So I said, you know what? I don't need this class. And I left.
Oh, that's
my goal was to open a restaurant. And I worked in restaurants until I was 28 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, so give us a little background on your classes and kind of the overview so people can understand. It's more for an adult education, more kind of?
Yep. So our mission is to provide active aging classes for older adults and family caregiving classes as well. So our classes span from art. We have some computer classes. So I heard you talking about the computers. Initial computer literacy class. We have Introduction to Excel, MS, Office Suite, the whole package. We have a couple of apps classes, which have been very popular.
I saw that, and you had an Android app class.
We have both Android and Apple. We started with Android, and because we thought that the Apple stores were actually covering their own product, but we found out that there is still a need. So we
do a little bit.
And people really, really need it and enjoy it. And some of them even repeat it because, you know, they don't even know how to. Most people don't even know the initial pre-installed apps on their phones, how to use just the basic stuff that's on there.
You're right.
So we go over that. Yeah.
Well, so funny. I was on a mainland last week, and I was using my Waze. My Waze, you know what the Waze is?
Yep.
It's actually owned by Google, right?
I think Waze. So now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was telling me go right, go left. And, you know, my roommate that last week was telling me, how do you turn that volume on? Because he was using some kind
probably
of Google
Maps. That's what I like.
But he didn't have the volume on, so he kept on looking at his phone.
Yeah.
I said, let me look at the phone. Just turn on volume. We can hear it. Turn left, turn right. And wow.
And I actually just wanted to teach people how functional they can be. They could have medication reminders. The maps, to me, is very, very powerful.
The maps?
Google Maps.
I use it every day. Just
me
every
too.
Day.
Just, even if I know where I'm going, exactly.
Well, I like it because they have traffic reports
exactly.
on there.
Yep.
And it's really helped a lot. Even though I pick up my son by the airport from in town every day.
Yep.
And, you know, you never know what's going to happen with traffic in Oahu. You know, you can go 5 miles. It might take you an hour sometimes. But
I use my clock, my stopwatch, my alarm every day. And I taught the first apps class, actually. Now I have somebody who it's more their field of working. But people didn't even know they had that clock on their phone.
Actually, I didn't either.
You didn't?
I just changed phones. And I never really looked at it. Because I like to put in my own apps, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
My own calendar. So I just changed phone. I upgraded my phone recently, and I saw that on there. Oh wow, it's got an alarm, stopwatch.
It does.
But now I don't like to use my alarm because my wife gets me up in the morning because when she walks the dog at 5:30, so early.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great apps. So give us an overview of these classes are geared to people that are retired or maybe just people looking for.
Do you know I don't age restrict.
I say it's with
Kupuna and friends, but we have like Zumba Gold, so that's a little slower beat for seniors. I myself teach a senior fitness class in the mornings, and I try to actually keep that to, I have not age restricted yet, but 10 participants and below, and I may at some point say, okay, 55 and above. I do have a couple of my coworkers that take that class.
Well, that rolling class, anybody that does sports should take a rolling class.
Oh, absolutely. It's not myofascial release or foam rolling, the melt method. It's not. It's completely different.
Okay, well,
we'll talk about that later on. Techniques to help restore hydration to your connective
Well, that's the
tissue.
Whole thing. People don't realize that you have to, by rolling your body, whether you're using a foam roller or the hard roller, it's basically releasing toxins in your body.
Yeah.
In fact, the first time I did the class, you know, as you said, my friend Fran teaches a class in Manoa. I said, it's an hour class. I said, I never really roll for an hour. What do you do for an hour? You roll from your toes to your neck.
Yep.
Your head. Like, wow.
Yeah.
And after about halfway through, I was kind of sweating just from rolling
your
body.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's a lot
of
work.
So I was saying, what is that? Because that's all your toxins coming out. Mm. I had a friend that was on a radio show went, and she started getting nausea.
Oh, yeah. It can make you ill.
Because there's at least that much toxins.
Well, we have trauma stored in our body. If you're in a car accident, it's stored in your body. If you fall, even trauma stored in your body.
Wow. How many can go in that class? That
I try to keep the numbers down to 10 and below.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
but
that's really good.
Offer it regularly.
That's really good.
Because and then I require the intro class in order to take any of the others because I don't want to explain the science behind it, how to get
class.
On the phone roller.
Yeah.
Because it takes away from everybody else in
the
class.
Sure. Well, that's smart. Guys, if you're listening, people don't realize that. But you know, when I turned 50, I started playing these national tournaments, And when we won the Nationals in, when I was 53. And so we had a young guy coming in, our star shortstop. He was 50. I said, you know, Craig, as you get older, you're going to need to stretch. Because, you know, we're weekend warriors. We get out and just pick up the ball, throw a couple of times, go on the field. Not anymore. Yep. You're playing, like last week we played five games in one day.
Wow.
Yeah, we were burnt out. I mean, my body was sore. But after every game, I try to roll or stretch because you need to do that.
You do.
But guys coming up, they're young, 50 to 50, that tell me is young. I said, you got to be careful because it will come as you age. And sure enough, 53 years old, he's hurt now.
Yep. I try to teach people how to maintain health and optimal function. And that includes stretching every day, doing some sort of cardiovascular activity every day. I believe you should melt every day. And I strength train. I recommend every other day.
Okay. So give us an idea of some of the other classes, and we'll dive into specifics later on.
So I myself teach Tai Chi for arthritis for fall prevention. I'm part of the fall consortium as well, and I know that's the state activity for fall prevention. I support that by offering some advanced classes in Tai Chi as well. I don't teach those because I'm not advanced in Tai Chi myself.
But who teaches that class?
Toshimi Cho. She's in. She teaches at Manoa, the YWCA as well. I think that's primarily it. And then us. And she also teaches disco line dance.
And where are those locations?
All at KCC. Yep. Okay. So she teaches Soon 73 and advanced Tai Chi for arthritis for fall prevention. And then I have Zumba Gold. I mentioned that. The APS classes, disco line dance.
So APS classes, you said, are not at KCC?
They are.
Oh, they are?
They are. Yeah. Those are only a few times, I think. Four times in one session, 2 hours per session. So my goal is to keep everything really affordable as well. So most of my classes are, like my Tai Chi is $2 an hour, but you prepay for 10 weeks.
So it's only $20?
$2 an hour. It meets twice a week. Oh, so it's 40 for the summer.
Wow, it's pretty good, though.
It is. I'm trying to
And just keep it. And an hour, 2 hours?
It's an hour. You don't need 2 hours of Tai Chi. It's a lot of work. No. And then for my classes, since I'm a kinesiotherapist, I actually do assessment prior to the beginning of the semester and at the end to show people their progress.
Yeah, that's one thing. So let me see that. You brought a whole list there. If you want to pick up a copy of the list, actually, they can go online like I did.
They can go to kapunaeducation.com.
Kapuna Education. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just Googled Kapuna Education Center and I got that and it has a whole list of what I like about it. You guys are tech savvy there. I saw, look at that, add to cart. I said, wow, you can buy the class online.
You can. In fact, that's the preferable way to register.
Really?
Yep. Oh. But we do have a lot of people come into the office and that's the alternate way.
And where is the office?
It's at KCC in my building, actually Copico. So it's on the side of the campus by Liahi Hospital.
Oh, on that side?
Yeah, by Diamond parking Head lot Theater. A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, parking lot A?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can almost call us though if you need directions or information, or you can call and register and just mail a check-in.
Yeah, that's the best thing. And people like to do easier, but I was just talking to somebody in marketing that I think 40%, 45% of all people buy stuff and go online, they do it through their phone, mobile phone.
Yep.
They don't go to that laptop. 40, 45% people buy stuff online.
On their phone?
Yep.
Wow.
I buy tickets on my phone. We just went to that monster truck last weekend. Mm. That was kind of fun. The monster truck. That was kind of fun. We did it online. I bought tickets to a concert online. And Miss Tech Savvy here, her phone's going off, but that's okay. Anyway, we're here with Jan Thurman from KCC, the Kapuna Education Center over there. A lot of great programs, a lot of great classes I would highly recommend you take. I'm actually going to take that rolling class because my body's always sore. But anyway, we're going to take a short break, Miss Leah, and we'll be right back with Jan Thurman from KCC. Stick around because we have a lot of great classes. We're going to kind of take a more of a deep dive into that, especially that MELT class. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short message.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let your party
let
the cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let your party let the cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let your party let the cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio, and thanks for tuning in this Saturday and or Sunday, depending on which day you're listening to us. Don't forget our April-May issue is out and about. Please pick them up because they're running out very quickly. Thanks to Times Pharmacy, we started putting them in all the Times Pharmacies, and they've really been very popular over there. If they run out, just ask the physician, the pharmacist to see if they can get more. Otherwise, just give us a call in a magazine. Sherry Goya handles our distribution, or call me up. We always keep magazines in our car. We are running out every issue, that we do run out every issue. So let us know if you find a story or a super senior, let me know. We're always looking for stories of people, events, resources, nonprofits. So give us a call. As you guys know, May is it is a special event. We're doing a National Senior Health and Fitness Day, May 29th. I don't know if you guys are going to be there. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. May 29th, it's a Wednesday from 9 to 1 o'clock at Kahala Mall. In the mall, there'll probably be 35, 40 exhibitors. We started this 2 years ago, 3 years ago. The YMCA started it 3 years ago, and we just helped them out and provide resources and companies. And it's a great event. You can go have some coffee, come back, have lunch, walk around, check out the booths, but a lot of different things. And KCC is going to be there. But yeah, I love this event, and it's so casual and easy to park. And check that out on May 29th at Kahala Mall. It's free, so check it out. As you guys know, Declutter Hawaii and Senior Move Managers does workshops every month as well. They're in the newspaper, but check out the magazine. And a big event coming up in this summer, the Plaza Assisted Living is opening a new facility in Kaneohe, mouth of the mall, the big mall over there. And actually, we're going to be doing some promoting next month on them. But yeah, check that out. If you live in the Windward Side, Pohai Nani is great. But if you want to check out a new place, the Plaza Assisted Living, I always recommend try the food. Tell them Percy and Jan said go try out the food. because that's really important. I've had several clients and friends move into facilities, and one cute guy, older local guy, about 9 years old, and he was well-known back in the 70s and 80s, and he retired, and he said, yeah, I'm going to go to Pohai Nani. He loved it. And he goes, yeah, but I got to bring my own shoyu and my own ketchup and my own condiments because, you know, I said, Mr. Matsuo, you know, the food's got to be healthy. You can't put that much shoyu on top, you know, too much sodium, you know. You can't be eating chocolate every day. It's not good for you. Too much sweets. He goes, Percy, I'm 9 years old. Who cares? But he loved it. Unfortunately, he passed away. But yeah, I mean, I was telling you this morning, actually, coming here, that's my goal. Hopefully, my wife's on board with that. We'll see.
To move to the Plaza?
Move to an assisted living place.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whether it's Plaza or not, I'm not sure right now. This day, I'm like 59. Come on. But that's because I don't like driving. It's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like doing the yard. I mean, it's healthy, I know. But I don't like cooking or cleaning, because if I have to cook, she cleans. If she cooks, I gotta clean. And that's a kind of a pain in the butt. And even though my wife's a good cook, I mean, food's. I've been to almost every place. Food's good. Yeah, you don't need that much shoyu on it. Yeah, you don't need any condiments, but it's healthier. And they have a lot of activities.
They do.
I mean, they have a lot of activities.
Tai Chi for arthritis for fall prevention in the Plaza.
Yeah, and they get tours. They take you to the doctor, mm-hmm. you know. But anyway, check it out. The Plaza is opening this summer. I know they're going to be doing regular tours over there, but check that out. Anyway, but and don't forget, August 17th this summer is our 13th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. It is very busy, so come early, stay late, bring a snack, or you can go downstairs to the Starbucks or the Ala Moana at the mall to buy a bento or a lunch or something like that. But I didn't want to forget this. On the cover is Harry B. Soria Jr. He started the Territorial Airwaves 40 years ago. And it's the only show that's really on old, authentic Hawaiian music. He probably has the largest library of records and LPs and 45s. And he was on a show, what was it? 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and talked about albums. Said, why is it called an album? Because I was at his house, and it's his library, and it's just a wall of albums. I said, what's that on top? It looks like a photo album. So I said, can I take a look at it? He goes, yeah. It's actually like a photo album. It opens up and has lyrics, and that's how, and it was a records, but it was like, worked like, it looked like an album, pages of it. But it had pages because it had the lyrics and everything.
Oh, wow.
So that's why they call it an album. Oh. It looks like an album. But now it's just one sleeve. But and he's talking to us about how records started, right? The different RPMs, rotations per minute. And it started not with a 45, something else, right?
A cylinder.
75. Yeah, and then they went to 45, but the one in between, too, I think it's 62 or something like that. I don't know if you know much about that, but I'm telling you, he's got the largest library. And so actually, they're having a big event. Let's see, the date's on June 14th. It's a Friday at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in a Monarch Room. That was the room back in the day, Jan, because I know you didn't grow up here, where they had all the traditional old Hawaiian music, live concerts. I mean, big names like the Beamers and the Casimeros and Henry Kupono. And it's going to be a big event. It's a fundraiser, but they're going to have three major stars like Raiatea Helm, a few other entertainers over there. They just signed up just recently, last couple weeks. But check it out on our website, territorialairwaves.com, and look for who's entertaining. But it's going to start. It's Friday from, I think, 5 to whenever, kind of Kapila style. You know, anybody come up. I'm telling you, they're going to be, probably half the audience will be entertainers. And they're all going to jump on stage. And it's going to be a sight to see. If you love Hawaiian music, this is the event to go to. So territorialairwaves.com.
Where is it again?
June 14th at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. It's in a Monarch Room. That is the nicest room in Waikiki. And I've been there many times. But if you get a chance, check it out. Anyway, we're here at KCC's Kapuna Education Center, Jan Thurman. So, Jan, so these classes are for adults, or students can take them too, right?
Anybody can take them.
Anybody can take them. And what I think I like about it is that I think as the baby boomers grow, and they say 70% are baby boomers on Facebook, that's one thing. You should teach a social media class. Do you guys have one?
No. But we're open to actually adding to this. We're trying to grow our offerings.
25 to 30 classes, guys.
And even in our instructors. So if there's, you know, retirees that are interested in teaching something that they love, come to me, call me, and I would be interested in exploring that.
So you do this quarterly, semester?
I operate semesterly. I operate through the Office of Continuing Education. So it does give me, I could do it in a different way. I could offer a year, but I like to stick with the academic calendar. So I offer a summer, a fall, and a spring catalog, so to speak.
Oh, yeah? Oh, good. Yep. So the summer one's out now.
It is.
Classes start as early as June, I think, 4th or 5th. Mm-hmm. 5th. They go all through the summer. And most of the classes are actually like 4 or 5 sessions per each. Some are even more.
Some, like my senior fitness operates from June to August. My Tai Chi, same thing. Zumba, disco, line dance, all those are all summer. Many of them are just workshops, though, so you'll find both. You'll find some that are just a 1-2-hour session to several 1-hour classes to multiple offerings.
But it's the most economical classes, anywhere from $20 to $70. But
I would say my MELT is the most costly.
The MELT class?
Yep. And that 2-hour workshop's $49.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you want to stay out of the hospital, be proactive and take these classes, because that's what's gonna keep you healthy.
Definitely.
And and take your classes. Yeah, you have a lot of Tai Chi classes here. So who teaches the Tai Chi classes?
I do, and so does Toshimi. I teach Tai Chi for arthritis, for fall prevention, the real basic. And Toshimi takes the more advanced students.
And who teaches your computer class?
Cedric Chun.
Oh, and is he retired or is he?
Yeah, he is retired. Is he? This is what he does in his retirement. He helps us. Uh huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have apps for iPods and Apple.
And that's a faculty member from KCC helps me teach that. She's a technology is her background.
Oh, who's that? What's her name?
Her name is Melissa Nakamura.
Okay.
And we actually have family caregiver classes. We have none on this catalog, but we are going to add something. Mapuana actually helps us.
Was actually on our cover a few issues ago.
Yep.
A young millennial.
Yes, she is.
And she got a lot of drive, and she has a lot of experience in dealing with Alzheimer's dementia.
And that's what she teaches for us. Teaches how to communicate with compassion. She's got a whole series, and we've offered that twice now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of our presenters this year's Aging in Place. She was actually last year.
Nice. And then I, as a kinesiotherapist, I teach a mobility and transfer class, how to transfer somebody from a chair to a bed, how to lie them down, how to get them back up, that kind of thing.
That's really important.
Oh, super important.
Because especially if you're a female carrying a male or vice versa, I've just seen so many accidents happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I remember one time when I first tried to put away my auntie's wheelchair. I didn't even know how to fold
to
it back
fold
up.
It down. Yeah, that you need to be shown that. It's not obvious how to, you know, fold a wheelchair and open it back up even. Yeah.
Well, there's so much things come off, put on.
Yep.
And they're
all different too, actually.
Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah. And there's assistive technology that people are unaware of, like sliding boards or gate belts to just keep it safer. And I even learned of some new stuff in my last mobility workshop, like handles you can use and a handle you can put on your car for car transfers.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
You got to talk to ATRC.
What is that?
Assistive Technology Resource.
Oh, nice.
It's a nonprofit here down in Evalé. But you might want to see if they want to teach a class.
Yeah.
They bring all the different assistive technology stuff.
Yep.
And have a whole, they bring suitcases full of them.
I had Hawaiian Medical Supply, Alicia Dupree. She brought a ton of stuff for us.
That's good.
But yeah, and if there's other programs that would want to work with me, I'd be happy to. I'm a resource, actually.
Yeah, you're a great resource. Well, you know, as our baby boomers start aging and retiring, they're always looking for stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And these classes are great. I mean, I remember back, I was one of the first people. My day job is a mortgage loan officer. And I was one of the first guys to get a laptop. And not that I wanted to, just because my handwriting was so bad. They couldn't read they couldn't read the application. I was writing names out. So they said, type it out already. So I got one. So I took a class on, it was at HPU. I took a class on, not Excel. What was the one before that? The
Word?
Math? No, calculation kind of a spreadsheet format.
I'm not a techie girl.
Neither am I. But anyway, I took the class, and 2 months later, they changed it.
Oh, I believe it.
Like, I bought a 386 for $2,000 in 1991 for $2,000.
Wow.
3 months later, they came out with a 586. And then my 386 was now worth only about $500. It was a 586.
Yep.
And you know, 586 is really small compared to the computers today. It's amazing how that's changed. But, guys, the computer literacy classes are great. I think, I need to learn Excel, too, because in business, you know, we're always doing calculations for the magazine and just doing budgets and reports. And there's always little glitches here and there. But fitness classes, you have the MELT program. And, guys, MELT, if you don't know, stands for?
Myofascial Electrical Lengthening.
Myofascial is what?
Myofascial?
Is your fascia?
Yep. Okay. Muscle to,
the muscle
connective
below your
tissue.
Skins.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the E stand for?
Electrical Lengthening Technique.
Electrical Lengthening Technique. So what does that mean?
You know, I don't know why she named it that. The whole purpose of MELT is just to restore hydration to your connective tissue system, and your connective tissue encapsulates every cell in your body.
Right.
And when it's dehydrated, it's like a honeycomb that sticks upon itself.
Right.
And when it sticks upon itself, that's areas where trauma can occur. We call it stuck stress, actually. So when you MELT, you use compression techniques to kind of plump that tissue back up. So really, it even restores collagen. It decreases wrinkles.
Right.
If you have, so there's beauty or that come cellulite. It'll plump that back up.
Yeah.
But the main purpose of the technique is to decrease chronic pain. And I learned it because I was in chronic pain myself. I had a trigger finger. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Where your finger sticks in flexion.
He got hit by a softball and his fingers stuck like that permanently now.
So I can help him with that. We use small rubber balls to restore hydration. The medical world will cut the tendon, which creates scar tissue, and that's not what you want to do. If you can try other techniques such as stretching or the MELT, that's the way to go, honestly.
So when you say hydration, can I drink a lot of water?
So drinking is important, and you need to do that, but it's not actually getting to the cellular level. This just takes what's already in your system that you've been sipping all day long and gets it to the cellular level.
So it's kind of, once you get into your cells, you need to push it around, move it around.
Exactly.
I mean, I like rolling, and I try to do as much as possible.
And then I'm teaching a MELT performance. That's actually adding a strength component to it. It's teaching you how to make your joints, your shoulder, and your pelvis area more stable.
Your pelvis more stable. How do you do that?
It's strength training techniques.
So I just started golfing a lot because I joined a Monolo golf course. And I always go online. I'm always on Facebook and looking at different things out there. And I was telling my trainer, Andy, I said, Andy, you know, my back and my hip always been sore and, you know, in my hip area. And so I was online one day. And I was looking at this thing, the psoas muscle.
Yep.
The psoas muscle. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the expert here. That's the little muscle that connects between your upper and lower body. That an easy way
kind
to say
of.
That?
It's not a little muscle either. It's kind of big.
Yeah, it's kind of yeah, but it's hard to reach.
Yep, it's
below
deep.
Your hip bone.
Yeah,
and you gotta need a stick, one of those. What do you call
well,
it?
Well, yeah,
Theracane to reach it.
Yeah, or you can ball. Stretch. I teach stretch? In my senior fitness class active isolated stretching, and in my opinion, that's the best way to stretch.
No, I stretch, but I'm talking about to get exactly to the psoas muscle.
You can stretch the psoas.
It's so hard to
I'll
reach,
teach
though.
You. I'll teach you today if you want.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. The problem is.
Yeah.
Because of turning one way for a softball and swinging and then golf repeatedly.
Yep.
And so I bought one of those upside down teeter totters, which I like. Yeah, put your feet
like
up.
An inversion.
Yeah,
an inversion. Yep.
I do that just about every day. And because the back is so important when you play sports.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's so critical.
Yep. I actually had to, I believe, a disc herniation. It's not diagnosed, but from transferring people from a wheelchair to a wheelchair. My clients in San Diego State were getting bigger and bigger, like 425 pounds.
Wow, I couldn't carry that.
I know. It's tough. So I know I have back issues. And really, the MELT method is the only thing that helped me with that.
Really?
Because we actually open you have a lot of compression going on in your body all day long. Mm-hmm. It opens up the gap space in your neck and your low back. By breath and body positioning. Mm-hmm. So that's how I actually deal with my own back pain.
So here with Jan Thurman from KCC and their Kupuna Education Center. You can just Google them or go to kupunaeducation.com. I see here one of my friends likes, you have disco line dance?
Yep. I do not teach that.
Who teaches
Toshimi
that?
Does.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only problem is, where are you going to go?
Afterwards?
They don't have rumors anymore.
I don't know. You'll have to ask her. Maybe she knows. But I hear that class is really fun.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a number
it's
of people that I know.
It's an evening class.
Yeah. In fact, down at Ward Warehouse, they used to have a line class.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, not a class, a session. Every other Friday, but there's no more Ward Warehouse anymore.
Oh.
I don't know where they go now.
The more people in those kind of classes, the better.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's well, it's a fun class.
Gordon Biersch, I think, is the only one that I know that has a live music, older music, you know. Us oldies, not like you youngies over there, but they do older music and they do that kind of stuff over there. Those are fun classes. I would like to take ballroom dancing. I'm thinking about taking ballroom
dancing. I have considered offering that at KCC. I don't know where people go for that.
The Alawai Golf Club.
There you go.
Upstairs right across, the ballroom.
Right across the street from my home.
We did a cover story on them. Benny and Faith Agbayani, who started the Hawaii State Ballroom Association, and they have a big, dance hall in IA Pro City above Cutter Ford.
Right
above the Salvation Army upstairs. They have a big dance hall.
Well, that's kind of far,
they're
though.
There.
Huh? That's kind of far.
Well, if you live in town.
So maybe for people
on the west side or central. But people come from all over the island to go there. Mm. And they teach a lot of classes on the different styles of dancing. I didn't know there was that many styles.
Oh, there are.
But there are a lot of styles. But yeah, you might want to ask them.
And dancing is very good for the brain, actually.
Oh, yeah,
to decrease dementia, they've proven that dancing is one of the best activities you can do.
Really?
Yep.
Well, crossword puzzles don't work. Now they finally say. Sudoku. No, they finally say that.
Really?
Nothing.
Luminosity. It's an app you can add on your phone. We teach that in.
Yeah.
It's a good brain game.
Yeah. But I was telling these a bunch of attorneys last week that said, I have close to 1,000 clients, senior clients. And, most of my clients that, and it's my personal opinion, most of my clients that have dementia, Alzheimer's, are all smart guys. Attorneys, financial advisors, realtors, CPAs, people that use their brain
engineers.
A lot. Engineers, professors all use their brain a lot. That's not good. I just overwork, so that's why people know me. I don't use my brain very much.
Yeah.
I try to stay relaxed as possible. I drink a lot of
trouble.
Good water. And I... Yeah, you're a smart person.
I'm always thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Always learning.
So what would you tell somebody that says, oh, Jan, I'm in good shape. Why do I need a MELT class?
I would ask them, do you feel stiff when you stand up?
Everybody feels stiff.
That's a pre-pain signal. And if you have chronic dehydration in your body, it could become systemic.
When you say chronic dehydration, how do we know that?
You know it by how you feel. That's one of our techniques is a reconnect technique use your body sense.
I think a lot of people, that's just the norm for them. I mean, and that's I drink not a ton normal. Of water. I drink about 3 or 4 or 5 of these a day.
Me too.
And it's so funny. My one of the guys goes, I drink 4 glasses a day. That's not enough.
It's not. If when you go, it's not clear, you have a problem. Yeah. I mean, to be blunt about it,
Yeah. And if you're older and taking medications, you definitely have to.
You need to
hydrate your body because that's why people fall down. That's why they pass out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're dehydrated.
Yeah. You know, our body is over 60% water. So
isn't
you need
80% water?
I've heard 60 to 80. The statistic changes over my career.
Yeah.
So I usually just say over 60% just to cover it all. But yes, we are primarily water and we need to keep replacing that. If you sweat a lot, we're in Hawaii, so we're constantly, sweating. You need to continually take that in.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going to make the 55-year-old, 60-year-old, 70-year-old take your class in exercise when they said, I don't need it. I don't play sports anymore.
You mean the MELT class?
Yeah.
Well, senior fitness, I think that that's geared more towards probably a little bit older than that 55-year-old.
Yeah.
But the MELT, it's if do you want to function well the rest of your life? If you feel like you have those little aches and pains, maybe come try it and see if that's the missing link in your own program. Because not many people really know MELT. It's sort of new science. It's just coming around. And I think just try it. And that's why I only have that 2-hour introduction workshop. I provide the tools in that workshop. It doesn't come with anything. And you can decide for yourself in that one session, is it going to work for you or not? It does take practice. And you do have to do things to take care of your body. It's not just going to happen.
Now, that doesn't start until July 13th, I see here.
Nope, June 8th.
Oh, June 8th.
Yeah, my MELT introduction, 2-hour introductory. There's a MELT performance. I think that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You have to take the first one. MELT performance adds a strengthening component, and it helps you maintain your joint stability. So, you need to know the initial MELT, and then decide, because to me, you should have the tools and you should be doing it every day. Yeah. And I do have quite a few people that have taken these classes and they do it every day. It's a self-care technique. So the idea is you learn and you do it on your own. The beauty of the hand and foot MELT is it's just balls, little balls. They're about the size of a racquetball. And they vary in how hard they are. So there's a very soft ball, there's a more firm ball, and there's smaller balls. You can do that seated at a tabletop. So I have taught some people at Mo'ili'ili Community Center, and feeble seniors can do it just at their tabletop. So it's really, really a good thing.
Oh, yeah. That's so important for everybody. Okay, so how do people get a hold of you? What phone number can they call you if they don't have a computer?
You can go to kapunaeducation.com, and that has all of our information. If you want to register for a class, you can call 734-9211. That's the registration office, and you can talk to Dale. If you want to talk to me, you can call me at 734. 9349, I believe. I'm probably telling you the wrong number, but it is on kapunaeducation.com.
Yeah, go on your mobile phone. You can actually sign up for classes on your phone, which I love to do. It's so easy, but anyway, Jen, thank you so much.
Sure.
Great. I'm going to take the MELT class.
Oh, great.
Because like I said, I don't like getting up in the morning sore.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. I don't believe people need to live in pain. That is not normal.
Yeah,
just so you
that's
know.
What people,
you,
it,
it,
not normal.
It is not normal to be in pain. And those aches and pains when you get up, it is not normal.
And stretching and all that dehydrating is so important. So thank you so
every
much.
Every day.
Yeah, great. No, anyway, check us out every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4 here on AM 690 The Answer. And also our website, generations808.com, or our Facebook page, just find us on our Facebook and Instagram under Generations Magazine. So anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy and always live well. Aloha.